Louisiana, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and that is E-L-S-I-S, and the websites that the listeners will want to visit are HitlersPeacePlans.com, HolocaustRevisionism.com, and RudolfHess.net. And you were reading us the last statements from that website.
That was his last statement, but this is the last two paragraphs that I wrote. On July 20th, 2011, the remains of Rudolf Hess were exhumed, cremated, and strewn at sea with his wife and parents. His gravesite, which became a shrine for peace, is forever gone. His gravestone, which bore the epitaph, "I dare," was destroyed. So, this is what it has come down to. The warmongers, realizing that Hess is the poster boy for peace, have made a concerted effort to make him disappear. Being done on July 20th is on purpose and meant to send a clear message. Of course, on July 20th, 1944, an attempt was made to assassinate Hitler at Wolf's Lair. The enemy of peace has laid its soul to bear by what it did to Rudolf Hess for the last 46 years of his life. Then, 24 years after his murder, they cunningly tried to erase him from history by having his remains exhumed, cremated,
yikes,
and shattered at sea. This vengeful overreaching has lifted the veil and shown us the evil that we are dealing with. Thank you, Deputy Führer Rudolf Hess, for having you live your life with honesty and dignity. By doing so, you made the parasitical warmongers show their demonic hand to us all. You are and will remain throughout history a courageous hero for peace.
Indeed.
I wrote that, I published that on August 17th, 2002, which was the 25th anniversary, or commemoration, I should say, of his murder in Spandau Prison. A 93-year-old man, they strangled to death. I choked up reading that because...
I know.
I don't get choked up by much these days. This is what I'm saying, is that they realized who he was.
Yes.
And they erased him.
Yes.
On
they
that
tried
day.
To. Yes.
Tried to, exactly. Which... When I stumbled upon that, that was like the tipping point for me about sure. I have to write the best piece I could ever write in my life for this man. Go ahead.
Give us a little bit of background. What they did to him after he attempted to visit the British leaders and to, say, hey, we don't want this war. We want peace. And what they did to this man.
Right. This is where a couple of years later, a few years later, I wrote Hitler's Peace Plans. This was one of the peace plans. He was the third in charge behind Hitler and Goering, and it was Hess. Although he didn't have full power for being third in charge. But on May 10th, 1941, he piggybacked on the last major bombing of England in a Messerschmitt 110 outfitted with extra fuel tanks. He did it by himself. And no machine guns, no armaments. And he... Before this, I'm just doing this by memory, but it was like a week before he had his last conversation with Adolf Hitler, and he went over all the what he was about to do, and to bring peace, and you're sure about this with England and none of this kind of thing, and so he went and flew and he jumped out of the plane. He got very close to where he was trying to go by which amazing. And he jumped out and he hurt himself and they got caught in the field. And very soon it went up the chain of command and to Winston Churchill, who exactly 1 year to the day was put in place by the warmongering Jews to make sure the World War II won his planned. And they got him and imprisoned him right away. He actually once tried to commit suicide by jumping downstairs while he was in captivity. There was many things that happened, but he was made fun of. He was sort of like it didn't happen, and then he was made fun of, and all sorts of games have been played after the fact. Like, did Hitler know? Did they not know? Did they do this? So was it a British plot that got him suckered into this? Did he do it just so because the Germans knew they were going to do Operation Barbarossa on the 22nd? And this is, by the way, it's interesting when I was looking at this history piece, how they put this together and omit certain unbelievable facts as if the Russians weren't about to attack Germany. So it's Operation Barbarossa was actually a preemptive strike at them.
Right.
And so you have, and Hess spent his time in England, and then they flew him over for the Nuremberg tribunals, and they wanted him dead, but he got life. You know, I mean, I believe Speer was let out in 66. He did like 20 years.
Wow.
And you know, here's the head of the armaments and all that. But you have Hess because he had the audacity to say the quote, which I said about him when he stood up at his last words, he said at Nuremberg Tribunal, he didn't capitulate. And, you know, most people know what happened to the first 20 or 21 German hierarchy at the Nuremberg Tribunal.
Yeah.
They did all sorts of torture methods, crushing testicles and then, you know, the ultimate in saying, well, we'll just take care of your family.
Right.
And they got, you know, Haast from Auschwitz.
Weiss or something, whatever, H-O-E-S-S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
never knew how to pronounce it.
Yeah. And they got him to sign off, and they use that as the big, you know, look we have and da-da-da. But you took him back, and he spent from 1966 on to 1987 when they murdered him at 93 years old, strangled him to death, because there was pressure being put on.
Right.
And so they could not let him out because they were fearful about it. He was spent the last 21 years in a prison that I think was supposed to hold 600 people alone.
Right. And the four allies paid this huge amount of money
to
keep him imprisoned.
Yes, the four different Jew-controlled countries, which declared war on Germany, meaning the Union, France, England, and the United States. Of course,
right.
All four of these were the enemy.
And Russia.
Soviet Union.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it came first, I guess, England, you could say, first, and then the French Revolution, France, and then us, and then a few years later, they got hold of Russia in the fall of 1917 after a few different tries in 1905 and early 1917.
You know, the tribunal, at a military tribunal, the defendants were not allowed to present a defense. And that is what a tribunal is. You cannot have a lawyer represent you. You cannot defend yourself at all. That's it. You're accused. The tribunal decides what your fate's going to be, and that's it.
And the fate, I've mentioned this once before, and this shook me to my core when I learned this, that they were hanged, many of them, these first 20 or 21.
Yes.
And they were not just hanged where the drop snaps your neck, which they knew some physicists did in the 1860s or 70s, I forget exactly what rope you have to have and what drop and blah, blah, blah to snap your neck. The physics of breaking your neck to kill you instantly. Well, the Jews who were in control of this made sure that their necks didn't snap. And
right.
that they were dancing for minutes. Yes.
Yes.
Until finally the Americans and British couldn't bear this any longer. And so you have, you know, I don't know if that's worse than the Hess was playing a lot of games during the tribunal, like making fun of them and saying he was, you know, he was had amnesia and all sorts of games. But the quote by him says it all, which I said earlier. I mean, it's in your face. It's like, I don't care what you do to me. You
sure.
know, this is what I, and this to me is such a, it's like what I was saying before about John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy, and John Lennon to some extent. They knew they were, well, the first four definitely knew they were dead men walking, and yet they did what they did. To me, this is courage, and I just, you know, this is so, it's the highest honor I can give is to put that out to people to and say, look, this is an example we should go by, because what they can kill your body, but they can't kill who you were.
What you did, right.
Right, what you did and what you said. And you see all these people now capitulating. I mean, from Mel Gibson on, they get caught. All these different people get caught saying whatever about the Jews. And then they have to, you know, crawl on their knees. And it doesn't matter because they...
or they're like, so misrepresented and marginalized and vilified, demonized, that people have lost faith in their abilities, have lost faith in what they've stated. And they can do that very easily. One person that I like to mention when we're talking about warfare and military people is Smedley General, Smedley D. Butler. Who yes. was also eliminated because he knew, as he stated in his book, War is a Racket. He knew. So when you look at the people that they've gotten rid of, you have to include him.
General Patton.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
take a look at the letters he wrote home to his wife.
Exactly.
You know, and this is these kind of people around it. You know, people like Forrestal, that's what I was bringing him up. They knew what happened to Patton.
Sure.
And they picked Patton and did this. And the people in the hierarchy, you know, it took years to get that out. And still most people don't know this. But the people that were in the know knew this. And they knew that they got away with it. And they knew, if I don't fall in line with everything I say, then it could happen to me. Once again, this fear, this instilling of fear through killing you. And this is used by these people and others for a long, long, long time. I mean, it's been used by most leaders throughout history, that they will, you know, it's a tried and true thing that people and you know let me go back to something, let me take a look where it was. Where is it? Okay, the Ash conformity experiment of 1951. It's an interesting thing, whereas 37% of the controlled person will go along with giving the wrong answer, which five other people give. Meaning the size of a line. Five people will say, they'll first say there's three lines, short, medium, and tall. And the first time through, the five controlled people will all say the right answer the first two times, but then the third time they'll say the medium one is the short one or whatever. Mm-hmm. And 37, you know, three out of eight people will go along with. Now, but here's the key. But when one of the other controlled person, one of the other five, actually gives the right answer, that the person that's the unknown person in this, it drops down to only 5%. So if you have somebody that is telling the truth, it goes down from, you know, nobody's telling the truth, 37% people will just go along. But if one person out of the other five says the truth, then the person has, you know, a comrade and will drop down to 5%. This is the reason why I speak up. I know this. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why I put my neck on the guillotine writing, especially Holocaust revisionism, although I've been attacked ever since I put out piece on Hess. And it's been a nonstop thing in the background, business-wise, for me. And so, but I know this, and it's like, if you know what I know, and I'm a pretty decent researcher, halfway decent writer, to put it out, then people will say, well, you know, Mark is a pretty smart guy, and look what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And there goes, all of a sudden, they will have a freedom to say, well, let me take a look, and don't believe what I say. Go take a look for yourself.
Sure.
You know, it and but is you have a friend now that is doing this, and it's easier now for you to follow your own conscience. So it's a very 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 important thing that we're doing, even though we seem like it's a drop. We are a drop in the bucket. We are not. This is growing by leaps and bounds. If it wasn't, Amazon wouldn't be.
Oh, they would not. Google, exactly.
And Google would not be purging my work and all the other works that are important.
Sure. And YouTube would not have collaborated with the ADL back in 2008 to censor YouTube. So, I mean, it's across the board.
And stop all the payments. I don't do it, but I've heard from other people. They've played so many games with the amount of advertising things. People said it's dropped like by 85, 90%.
Wow.
The last few years, what they've done. So, people that were making money by putting advertisements on their videos, that has decreased immensely. But, you know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
One of my friends that recently published a book said, you know, I don't think that I'm really getting paid for all the books that I think I am probably selling. And I think, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably not getting paid for them.
I use Google, you know, on the same line. I use Google AdWords years ago to try to help my business. And I found out what it very much looked like to me was a lot of fake hits, like bots or something, making hits, but because I wasn't getting any leads. I mean, like zero. And I tried it like three different times before I said, what are you doing, Mark? I just couldn't believe it. Anyway, it's the same. A different variation. Yes, it's how do we know? And you know, once again, you see all of these, you know, and I've noticed this for the last 20 years since I started Love Earth Network, and all the new businesses, whether it be PayPal, eBay, Amazon, you know, even now Tesla.
Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook, right? They're all owned by Jews.
Yes. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Homo homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Mark R. Elsis. And we're talking about some very interesting things today.
You were talking about Rudolf Hess, and that's the years. And I put I recommend a wonderful book and a free book on Hess during the war years of 41 to 45. It's called Hess: The Missing Years by David Irvin, and it's free. You can get it. There's a link, and so. You have a good source there, and right around this time, I think it was just a few days before, I had David as a guest in my house, and
that won't happen again.
No, it won't. He was a rather interesting person. I don't like to talk bad about people, and not he was very gentlemanly and all that, but. We were having a discussion, just me and him, and he tried to put me down by saying, "Oh, you're just all over the place." His words were quite interesting, and I don't care who you are, I don't put up with anything. And I told him, "Yeah, and you're just
you don't need to say what you."
No, you're just
arrogant.
And I said, no, you do what you do, but you're that's it. So you don't understand, connect the dots between like many other things. Mm-hmm. And I said this to him in very polite, very strong terms, and I got up and walked away. And this is, he had the audacity to say this in my house to me, which it's just, anyway, although he has taught me a lot, you know.
His books are very good. I referenced him in some of my writing, but I believe in giving credit for people yes. who have done good things.
And look what happened to him. He spent 407 days in an Austrian prison.
Mm-hmm. And he had
to make a deal, is what most likely it would.
Yeah.
Well, it's that, or you're going to spend 10 years of your life.
Yeah.
Which is what would have happened.
And he's trying to make up for things now.
Yeah. The whole matter of fact, we had dinner the next. It was the same day at my sister's house, and it was just like, anyway. He did an enormous amount of good, just like a lot of people do, and yet there's another side to a lot of people, and they capitulate from this person to that person, the other person. It's for whatever reasons is mm-hmm. it that there is, and I don't like any of the reasons. Okay,
sure.
Because to me, it's capitulation, and it's capitulation to the enemy, and that's what they want you to do.
Sure.
And so, you know, people say, well, you're a strong-hearted person there, Mark. You're courageous. And it's like I had this conversation through an email with somebody ago about something John Rappaport put out. And I said to him, interestingly that he can't use the word Jew. He's dancing all around it. Mm-hmm. And he came back and he said, you know, they would put what do you call them? Not Jewish. He didn't even call Jewish. Khazarian mafia.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, give me a break. I said, you know, it's just like, if you can't name the perps, people don't know who the perps are.
Sure.
It's very simple. And God, I know you.
And I do like his writing, but he does not name the perpetrators.
Yeah. I mean, I've, you know, over the last 2 years, thrown at everybody pretty much. It's just because it's just there's a, you know, Chris Hedges, excellent writer, except if he didn't mention Nazis or Hitler or Holocaust third article.
Yeah.
And I finally had enough. I was like, oh God, he didn't mention him. He didn't mention him. The last paragraph, voila. And I was like, so how can people, you know, with the brains of Chris Hedges, eloquent writer, not know? So that with the media, it's the same thing. They know. Of course they know. They're scared. To me, they're ballless. And it's that simple. And we're not going to get anywhere doing that.
Sure. All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Mark R. Elsis. And you were right in the middle of the train of thought there when we had to go to break.
Was it a bullet maglev train?
Maybe. Maybe. Could have been.
Which we still haven't built any in this country.
Yes, but they have them in France. They have them in China.
Yeah, China.
They have them everywhere.
Everywhere. But here, our infrastructure gets, I think, a D plus or D minus.
It's all falling apart. I mean, everywhere.
I remember running. In high school, I ran for. Like I told you, LaSalle Catholic, High School in the country. Also, our basketball team won the state championship this year, Little LaSalle. Anyway, I used to run across the bridges on the East River and ran across the Brooklyn. They went up geographically south to north and chronologically the same way. I ran across the Brooklyn Bridge many times, the Manhattan Bridge and the Williamsburg Bridge and the 59th Street Bridge. Anyway. But when I used to run across the Manhattan Bridge, we used to have to jump on the train tracks, and then because the roadway was closed, and this is, we're talking 1973, 74, whatever, 72, and there were holes straight down to the East River, and it was just, so the infrastructure even back then, this is when New York City was going under, and blah blah blah. But you know, here's something, and it's a quote. you know how I have despised anti-Semitism. You know how strongly I feel toward those who preach intolerance of any kind. With that knowledge, you will understand when I tell you that this staff is about 75% Jewish. Now, my point is that the Jews should stay away from this trial for their own sake. For, mark this well, the charge of a war for the Jews is still being made, and in the post-war years, it will be made again and again. The two large percentages of Jewish men and women here will be cited as proof of this charge. Sometimes it seems that the Jews will never learn about these things. They seem intent on bringing new difficulties down on their own heads. I do not like to write about this matter. It is distasteful to me, but I am disturbed about it. They are pushing and crowding and competing with each other and with everybody else. Thomas J. Dodd, who is, I believe, number two in command of the United States Tribunal. So you have him, you know, it's amazing how I call them apologists.
Sure.
But when you read between the line of these apologists, you see the truth. You know, it's like they can't help themselves. Why can't they help themselves? Well, why did you let 75% of them? You had no strength. You're the number two guy there, bud.
Yeah.
You're showing your own weakness? Yeah, because they control the whole thing. So it's on so many different levels, he's telling you the real truth. And
sure.
But trying not to say it. He's trying to say the exact opposite. But you see, I see things like in a negative now or reverse way because it's so easy, actually. And I've been doing this for 30 years of my life or more now. I've seen things just by what people are coming out against something, but they're really not, because they're showing you like this one quote. And this is, by the way, how my little voice stumbled upon telling me that, Mark, go check out who was behind the Warren Commission.
Oh, yes, yes.
This was, if I didn't know about this all my work on Holocaust revisionism, and especially this quote and others like it, that I would not have, and it was like, what, a year later or 2 years later, and all of a sudden I went, voila, oh my God, go check out, you know, I know the seven guys in the front, but go check out the 27 that were behind the scenes. And
sure.
I did one by one. And it's 19 quadrillion to one odds, because 19 out of 27 are Jews. So it's just a small number, 19 plus quadrillion to one.
And we'll find that most commissions that are convened after any event, whether you're talking World War II or the Warren Commission, those are designed to reach a pre-concluded conclusion that will satisfy the majority of the people.
The perpetrators who did it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of like a not even a limited hangout.
Right.
It's just amazing. And this is what I mean, is that you see, we have, and I'm not trying to be braggy about both me and you, and many people have gotten it. That's why I was saying earlier. They're so full of themselves, so full of hubris, that people can't help but notice. And it's like, the only sport I like is tennis. And my boy Rafa Nadal, I think, is the greatest tennis player. And he's going for his 10th Monte Carlo tomorrow morning. And you have the announcers. And, of course, today there's two Jewish announcers. And it's like, people don't understand that, you know, a male Jew is 1 in 1,000 chance. So if two of them together is 1,000 times 1,000, it's a 1 in 1,000,000 chance that you can have two Jews there telling you, commentating on the sport of tennis.
Right.
And sometimes there's three. So when you have three of them, now it's 1 in 1,000,000,000 chance.
Sure.
Oh.
Well, we're just about halfway through the program. Let's talk about Hitler's peace plans.
Sure. It's
because that's something that you wrote, and you didn't want anybody to announce it or talk about it until you had it as perfect as you could get it.
And it's not perfect. It took forever. And it still has some mistakes in it, which I've found and people have showed me. And anyway, but not mistakes, just grammar kind of stuff. And Hitler's... when I came up with the name, when... You know, in this long journey that I've been on, I all of a sudden said, well, you know, the major speech on peace in 36 and these other things and Rudolf Hess flight. I was going, wait a second, there's more than a, few. Hitler was trying, and then I went and I put in, you know, Google, or I put in Allied peace plans. Put it in for yourself. Plans World War II. There's zero. Okay. This is the thing, and is in five sections. The first section is World War One, the Treaty of Society, and the Jews' Declaration of War. The second section is deceitful behavior by Roosevelt, Churchill, and the Jews. The third section is Hitler's peace plans, which there are 30 different points that I have of Hitler peace plans. You can say it a lot of different ways. I usually say there's more than 20 or two dozen put forth. The fourth section is Hitler's final testament, marriage and death, and Eva's home movies, which people don't know. All you see on the History Channel, all this stuff, most of it was shot by his wife, or his wife for the last 30-something hours, who was brave, and was there with him.
Sure.
And the fifth section is a resource section, which is, if I must say, and I did the same with, you know, Holocaust revisionism. There's like every link that I felt was justified to do there. And you'll see in Hitler's peace plans, it's like 95 pages. When I first came up with the title, I chuckled to myself. I said, oh my, people are going to hear those three words and just...
Yeah, they're going to say, this is crazy. He never had any peace plans. He was out to take over the whole world and kill everybody.
It was just Europe, wasn't it? No, it's the whole world he wanted to take over.
Yeah.
And like I've told you before and told other people, I just look at the person straight in the eye and say, really? I said, do you know the amount of money that was being put into defense? Because I have it broken down.
Yes.
And I usually say it's really, really, really hard to take over the world when you don't have any long-range heavy bombers.
Yeah.
And I've done more research on this after the fact. And I know I get a laugh out of it because it's like Kennedy. When people say, well, who did Kennedy? I said, who owned the media? To keep the narrative on the lone crazies nuts.
Sure.
Okay, and a single bullet. You know, so it's the same one-line answer. No heavy bombers, no long-range heavy bombers. How can you take over the world? Now, you juxtapose that with, I've looked into Roosevelt. I stumbled upon it anyway. As you do doing research, it goes from one thing to another like I do talking a lot. Tangentially just jump places. And I follow things. If something looks something that I've never noted and things jump out, like Roosevelt and putting the heavy bombers out. And
which they were planning during the 30s. It wasn't really World War I and World War II. It was one big revolution with a little space in between so that they could prepare. And
yes, they started. There's, you can say it definitely in 1934. They started to build the B-17s.
Sure.
And then people don't understand the B-29s, the flying fortresses. More money was spent on, I forget how many they built, but a big amount. They spent more on the B-29 flying fortresses, the planes that dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, mostly innocent women and children, after they tried to surrender, which always got me too. But they spent more money on the B-29 flying fortresses than on the Manhattan Project. And I sent you a link, which I knew about before also when I was doing this research. I just stumbled upon it in another way. And it was, I always found, talk about amusing. You know, the Manhattan Project was given the real go-ahead on December 6th, 1941, the day before. Just always found it telltale.
Yeah, significant, yes.
Yeah, just, you would think, I don't know, you would think they just wait a day or two because they knew the Armada was coming, you know? I mean,
sure.
Let's shut their oil off, not let them through the Panama Canal. You know, let's squeeze them because we tried to get the Germans to hit us, but they won't fall for it again.
Sure.
So let's get the nips, okay?
Thanks. Yes.
It goes on and on. So I came upon the different peace plans, and when I, like I said, when I came up with it, I said, oh, people, you're going to read these three words and think Mark has lost, he's totally lost his mind now. He's all the way Nazi, and I just went, good for them. If it startles their imagination, then maybe they'll start reading.
And, sure.
You know, and I opened it up. It's funny. I put it on Facebook, you know, about the interview. I don't go on there very much. And Joe Roselli, you had him on a few weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
He pasted my picture right up front of Adolf Hitler, I think at Wolf's Lair, I'm not sure. And yeah. and the quote I have under it, which begins the whole thing, it says, it is untrue that I or anyone else in Germany wanted the war in 1939. It was desired and instigated exclusively by the international statesmen who were either of Jewish descent or worked for Jewish interest. Adolf Hitler, April 29th, 1945. Right. And he grabbed a screenshot of the picture of Adolf Hitler, which I took forever for me to find the best picture, I thought. And that quote, and he posted it on Facebook, and all of a sudden I saw it everywhere. I was like,
wow.
Yeah. You know, just not a link back to it, it doesn't matter, just that, because people were like, that quote, and I of course picked that quote to put up front because people just can't believe it.
Sure.
This is what is the key to what we're doing, is to try to do like I was saying with the ASH experiment, being that friend that makes it easier for the next person to go, oh, wait a second. Now let me take a look at that.
Sure.
Let me see what this has to say. You know, and just any kind of, you know, any kind of historical wanting to know of something. Because, you see, most people, of course, don't understand that these people control, as I've said, 95%+ of the matrix. And that you think you have free will. And the free will has been put through their system. And so you've been manipulated and coerced and you know, it's like in another piece, I remember a 14-year-old boy in 1999 knew 10,000 words in the United States. And how did that happen? how did we lose 60% of the word usage in, you know, in 50 years?
Sure.
It's hard to do unless you all of a sudden controlled all of TV and all of academia,
sure,
and book publishing, and all of a sudden then you go, wow, and for what reason is this done? Because if you can't articulate, then you can't speak. And it's so I said to myself, well, let me put together a piece on Hitler's peace plans. And of course, I thought in the beginning it would be another short piece, which turned into, you know, 95 pages plus. And you know, I talked about Ava just a few minutes ago, and I'm like, people don't give her the credit that she stayed there. And Hitler told her to leave. Huh? He said, please leave. You can still get out. I think this was like a week before, the 22nd of April or something like that, of 45, when they were in the bunker. And she said no. And so, to me, once again, this is, you know, she knew she's dead, and yet she didn't leave. So, and she was the person that documents almost all the footage you see of Hitler, and which, you know, it's what got me way back on this was when I first found out he was a vegetarian. And I was, I'm a vegetarian, and you know, I'm, and I know a lot of vegetarians, or I used to, and it, you know, they're on a whole a lot less aggressive than meat eaters. I'm not going to get into the whole stuff about that, but it's, that's nice. Let's dance.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Mark Elsness?
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, no. I was happening. It was breaking up on me, so I didn't know if you already had me or not. I just stumbled upon the Forrestal quote. Played golf with Joe Kennedy, who was the U.S. ambassador to Britain. I asked him about the conversation with Roosevelt and Neville Chamberlain in 1938, among other things. He said that Hitler would have fought against Soviet Russia without seeking a later conflict with England. if it were not for Bullitt's and Roosevelt's insistence in the summer of 39 to humiliate Germany by means of Poland. Neither France nor Britain would have made Poland a cause of war had it not been for Washington's constant prodding. Chamberlain was convinced that the USA and world Jewry had forced England into war. So it's, as I said, he was assassinated on May 22nd, 1949, thrown out of a Bethesda window, 16 floors up, I believe. Same place they did the autopsy with John F. Kennedy in the Naval Hospital, and the same place they tried to bring, by the way, Ronald Reagan after he was shot with the little flechette on his 69th day of office, March 30th, 1981. Couldn't imagine who could do that.
Yeah,
who had Yeah, and Hinckley. Oh boy, Hinckley. They supposedly shot him. Hinckley. Geez, his brother was going to have dinner the next night at Neil Bush's house out in Denver.
Amazing. Oh,
how coincidental.
Amazing.
How coincidental. It's like the audacity. You know, I've said this before, but the two ships in the Bay of Pigs, the Barbara, and I'm not the Barbara. He's named his planes the Barbara. The youngest naval pilot ever to be shot down. But he named it, what, the Zapata in Houston? The two ships in the Bay of Pigs?
I mean, Zapata. It's like...
Yeah, in your face. It's just, it's amazing. It truly, and they're still living. Huh? George Walker Bush and Barbara.
George H.W. is still in the hospital over the weekend. You think, what keeps these people alive? I mean, are they, I know they go through a lot of hearts and whatnot.
Yeah, what's his name? They just died.
Rockefeller.
Huh? Seven David. Hearts or something?
David Rockefeller, yeah.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing. Here it goes off on a total tangent, which I'll very quick. But when you get a little is known about this, but when you get a transplant from another person, you get traits from that person. And I know it sounds really strange, but it's scientifically proven. I mean, you get it. The people have had, the journey's transplants have said they have these, all of a sudden they change their ways into, and it was just like the person that they got the transplant from. Very strange stuff. So it may, maybe Cheney. Cheney got his new heart too, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a new heart.
So maybe if they get hearts from, you know, people with hearts.
Yeah.
Let me say, in my Holocaust revisionism, I don't even like to use the word hate. I tried to not say it. Because there's a lot of other words in the English language to use, and people just throw that around, and it's a very strong word. And I despise what these people have done. I mean, who could not despise the killing over 100 million people in the last century?
Sure. All righty. Yes, how awful. I mean, the number is so astronomical. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.